What are you doing? Weston Chapman pushed his hat backwards so it just rested on the crown of his head.
I'm shopping for supplies, Ingrid said,
perusing a selection of brooms stuffed in an oak barrel.
Supplies?
Yes. I've heard there's a wagon train leaving next week to go to Independence. I just might be on it.
She picked up a broom and turned to Weston.
I wonder if this one would travel well. I heard it gets mighty dusty in some parts.
Ingrid, he warned. This woman was going to be the death of him. What do I need to do to get it through your brain that you're not going on the wagon train tomorrow? Weston took the broom from her hand and placed it back in the barrel.
Give me the rest of your items.
He curled his fingers. Ingrid stared at him from behind thick lashes. Her brown eyes blinked in innocence.
Whatever for, Weston Chapman? I'm a grown woman. I can decide what's best for me.
She turned with a rush of fabric and flounced towards the door.
I'll be back later, Mr. O'Brien,
she said, waving to the shopkeeper. Mr. O'Brien shook his head and went back to helping his customer. Weston tried not to smile. There was no one like Ingrid Alland. She was the one person that had always made him happy. They had been friends since childhood, and although Weston had visions of marrying her, he knew she was too young. Weston's mother was married with children by the time she was 17. By the time she was 40, she hadn't aged well. Ingrid was petite, coming up to the middle of his chest. Just the right height to kiss, Weston thought. She had lush pink lips and ringlets the color of coal. She didn't wear her hair up yet, but instead kept it pulled back in a bow. Weston wanted to touch one of those curls and see if it would wrap around his finger. Her skin was pale, but would get a bit of color in the summer when she worked in the garden. Weston had no doubt he would marry her. He just wanted to wait at least 2 years and get out to Oregon. Whether her family approved would be a different matter. They liked him, to be sure, but would they still like him if they knew his thoughts towards their daughter? Weston sighed. He needed to get back to the wagon. It was purely by chance he walked by the mercantile window. When Mr. O'Brien mentioned Ingrid traveling on the wagon train, Weston nearly exploded right then and there. He informed the shopkeeper that in no uncertain terms would Ingrid be traveling and to return her purchases to the shelves. Weston and Clay plotted this trip since they were 16. They didn't have a clue how they were going to get west. They just knew they wanted to go. They pored over maps created by Ben Franklin, and they planned and squirreled every penny away so they could go when the time was right. Weston continued to save when Clay left for school. When his friend returned, they picked right back up with the planning once more. After saving for nearly 4 years, they had enough for a wagon, oxen, supplies, and to pay the fee to the wagon master. They dreamed of going west and seeing the places that Daniel Boone, Kit Carson, Jim Bridger, and Hugh Glass explored. It didn't work out too well for Hugh as he was attacked by a bear and left for dead by his comrades, but he survived and crawled 200 miles for help. The tale of Hugh Glass's survival and forgiveness were the things legends were made from.